Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Well, hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Working at Redwood Adult and Teen Challenge has taught me a lot. One of the most important lessons I've learned is how to help people in addiction without enabling them. I know I've talked about this in the past, but I feel it's an important issue and I want to bring it up again. Here are a few tips to help someone without enabling them. Number one, if someone asks for money for food, don't give cash. Help them by giving food. We have a very generous community, and if you really want to give, give groceries. Give prepackaged food, restaurant gift cards, or better yet, sit and have a meal with them. Number two, don't go through this alone. There are many support groups for your loved ones and for you. AA, NA, or Celebrate Recovery are for people struggling with addiction or want help with their hurts, habits, and hangups. Al-Anon is designed for people who have a loved one struggling with a drinking problem. Find a group that will encourage and support you and your loved one. Be willing to attend a meeting with them. Sometimes giving your time is one of the best ways to help. Number three, support groups that are already helping people. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are many great organizations in our community that are reaching out to help people. Find out how you can get involved. Maybe you can volunteer, donate food or clothing, or something else that they need. You could also refer your loved one to one of the many programs or services available in our community. Number four, remember that no one will change until they're ready to change. No matter how badly we want someone to change, we can love and encourage them, but they must make a decision to get help. Number five, I encourage you to show tough love. Sometimes people get confused with the term tough love. I'm not referring to physical or verbal abuse. An example of genuine tough love might be telling someone that you love that you cannot allow certain behavior or activity to go on in your home and that they will have to leave until they can follow the rules. Number six, this leads into my final suggestion for helping without enabling. Set some rules and guidelines with consequences and be willing to follow through with the consequences if the rules are broken. Remember, open threats that you never plan to follow through on are no help at all. I will close with a simple quiz that you can take to determine if you're helping someone or enabling them. Ask yourself these two simple questions. Number one, is the person I'm helping getting better? If you continue to help someone and they're getting further and further into their addiction, you might be enabling them. Number two, does my help prevent that person from experiencing the natural consequence of their decisions? If you're constantly bailing them out of tough situations that they continue to get themselves into, you might be enabling them. Well, have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.